The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
The really great pleasures of my Buddhist practice for me has been being more and more connected to my body, making it a, I don't know if a habit is the right word, but more and more of a place that I live is in the feeling of the experience of being embodied, being connected to the body. I used to be very much in my head, used to be very much in my thoughts and ideas, and I certainly still am a fair amount. I'm never far away from my physical feeling of being embodied, being here, being connected. It's kind of like where I live is in my body. I used to live in my head more. And so it kind of like from the body, there's a sense of presence and kind of a radiance of awareness. It's kind of like how I'm aware is physically aware. And I used to think that mindfulness was to be mentally aware. It's like kind of like in the control tower to know and stuff. But that still operates, the mind's ability to know and to recognize what's happening. But there is a sense of, if I'm going to be present, like with my breathing, like focus, someone tells me, concentrate on your breathing, I do almost nothing with my head, with my brain. It's more like my whole, because I focus on the breathing in my chest, in my torso, it's more like this whole place here in my belly, in my chest, it becomes alive with sensations, it becomes filled with awareness, it takes the sensing of the experience that happens within the body itself. And then as I sense it more fully, then there's knowing, oh, that's an in-breath, that's an out-breath. The more mental part of it, kind of like it was almost like a sideshow to this sense of presence and stability and being composed on this physical embodied experience of breathing. And so the sense of the presence and radiance of awareness here, established, settled here. And part of the value of mindfulness of the body, being connected to the body, is that it helps us from not to be so lost in our thoughts. Because it's possible to spend decades, you know, lost in our thoughts, just spinning ideas and reflecting and thinking and wondering and regretting and doing all these things. And to kind of cut through that or find a simpler way of being or not be so caught in it in the endless whirlpools. The Buddha used the word whirlpools, seems to be. And we get into these whirlpools of thought and whirlpools of preoccupations. And, you know, there's no way out of the whirlpool itself. But you can step away from it and into the body. And the body is the alternative. And one way this works is that the body is always in the present moment. The mind might not be. The mind is in the past, thinking about something that happened before. It's thinking about the future. It's thinking about something that maybe is in the present moment, but it's not here. It's somewhere else. Or it's thinking about fantasy, which is maybe neither past, present, or future. Here or there. Just who knows where fantasy is. And so the mind goes these other places. And so you can say, you know, in a kind of way that the mind, of course, the mind's always here, it doesn't go anywhere, but the preoccupations of the mind are elsewhere. But the body is always here. It's always in the present moment. And if you're connected to the body, you are connected to the present moment. So a wonderful way that this works is that sometimes my mind spins a lot, and I have a lot of thoughts and concerns about something, and I can't just let go of my thoughts easily. One of the things I love doing then is to be mindful of the body thinking. What are the physical sensations? What the physical experience of the mind being so energized and so spinning and so caught and contracted around certain kinds of thoughts? And I'll go explore the physicality of it. And I find it delightful, you know, not always pleasant exactly, you know, tension or something might be there, but I find it just delightful to explore it and be with it and in this kind of world of the present moment and feeling and sensing. I think part of the delight maybe is because I see how valuable it is, how valuable it is to not be lost in the world of preoccupation, step out of it and experience it from a different point of view. And so I like to think of it as I'm experiencing it from point of view of the body. What's the impact it is on the, has on the body? How's the body experience this experience? How's the body with it? What can the body contribute to the experience if the body brings its awareness to that experience? And I feel that when the body brings its awareness to the experience, it's often, I don't want to anthropomorphize too much about the body, but it's almost as if the body brings compassion or openness or acceptance of whatever's happening. My mind might not have much compassion or acceptance of the situation, but this embodied awareness, the body can hold everything. The body has space for things. The other thing I like about being connected to my body in practice, especially in meditation, is the more I'm connected to my body, the more I feel the physicality of my body, the sensations of my body as they flow and move and they're here, the more space there is inside of my body. And it turns out that, like, there's infinite space in there. And, you know, physically, really, there's no space in there, very little. If you look at it, if you kind of go look at a inside of a human body, which I did last week when I went to the anatomy lab, it was packed. There's no room for anything extra in there. It's like it's every little crook and cranny. There's some organ or something, you know, tucked away, and you know, it's quite full in there. So, but the eyes closed and feeling my body, I just feel space. I guess maybe there's not a nerve some places or something. So, you know, because there's no nerves in my spleen, then it's just empty or something. But this idea of just space, the spaciousness in the body. And then around the spaciousness, there are sensations that are there, that flow and move. But this combination of this peaceful, open space in the body and the sensations and the flow of sensations and the subtleness of the whole experience, I just find a delight. I just find such a nice thing to, a place to be and to rest. And it's like a refuge. It's like a place of safety. It's like a place of pleasure, of well-being. A place of safety, because it's a safety from the being caught up in thoughts, being caught up in judgments, being caught up in the mind jumping around from place to place. The mind still might jump around from place to place, but I'm not so identified with the mind. I'm not so concerned with what goes on in the mind. And when the practice is going well and I'm in my body and practicing and centered here, and that's kind of like the center of gravity. It's like the fullness of life is here in the body. It seems that, you know, my thinking recedes into the background, and rather than thinking disappearing, it just there in the, it's just like recedes. It's not very important anymore. And that was very different than how it used to be for me years ago, where everything I thought was really important. Maybe, hopefully, you don't have any. Maybe none of you have succumbed to that temptation. But, you know, everything I think is like, used to be like, this is like the big drama, this is the big thing, this is so important, and how could I be thinking about this, and I should be thinking about something different, I have to stop having those thoughts, and, you know, just it's just a whole complicated world of like, you go into a maze and you'll never find your way out. But as practice has settled for me, and I'm more embodied, more in my body and settled, This poor little mind that thinks, you know, it's like, it's okay, mind, you know, but it kind of recedes into the background, it's less powerful, it has less impact on me, it has less power, it has less authority, it doesn't run the show, I'm not concerned about it so much, I have more freedom in relationship to it. So this kind of, so that being in the body is one of the ways to help shift the relationship we have with the whole world of thinking. And for some people, that's a radical shift. some people, the only world they know about is the world of thoughts. So to keep coming back into the body and feel the body, be in the body, I found to be phenomenally helpful. And in fact, the Buddha himself made very powerful statements about how useful mindfulness of the body is. In fact, he said statements like, there is no freedom, there is no nibbana, there is no experience of the deathless without an experience of the body. So to be centered, resting, present for our experience in the body. So I hope those words are useful for you to hear. I share them because somehow I feel more connected to my body today, maybe with the rain and the quiet and the simplicity, and it just feels kind of cozy and nice. So I just wanted to share kind of how I was feeling. So, okay, thank you.